Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, caller on the air.
Good morning. This is Dolores.
Good morning, Dolores. I am just so excited that you have taken the time to be with us, and very soon I'm going to have you up and running. I just wanted to take this opportunity to welcome you, but before I put you on the air, I want to share a poem with the listeners this morning, because I think this is just a wonderful piece of poetry that will set the stage for your interview this morning. And
excellent.
The title of the poem is A New Hope. We will probably never understand all of life's disappointments, but each disappointment is a chance to draw closer to yourself. Find your own strengths and realize that you can make it, even when the dream shatters. You begin to see that when one dream ends, you can always begin to dream again. And for as long as you can dream, you can find new places in life, set new goals, and build a new and more solid foundation, with new and better expectations of what life can offer. With each disappointment, you can better find yourself and see more clearly just how strong a person you are becoming. I think that this poem is just so fitting this morning, because our guest for the first segment this morning is the personal power expert and author, and she's also the founder of the Born Successful Institute, helping people leverage personal power and realize possibilities. And she is none other than my colleague and friend, Mrs. Dolores Presley. Dolores, welcome to the A New Day Show.
Well, thank you, Daphne. I'm excited to be with you today.
It is just an awesome, awesome thing to be in your presence, because I remember meeting you, I think, about 7 years ago at the Power Networking Conference in Cleveland, Ohio. And just entering in your presence, there was such a humility. I first met you with Jewel Diamond Taylor. You girls were exiting the hotel to go to dinner. And then we spoke, and I said, oh, my heavens, what an awesome woman. And you have such a magnificent energy. So I know that my listeners this morning, they are up for an awesome, awesome, awesome treat. So I want to remind the listeners that the call-in number is 646-915-8166. And later on, we will be taking some questions both in the chat room and also on the phone. So just sit back, relax, and just enjoy my friend and colleague, Mrs. Delores Presley. And Delores is out of Canton, Ohio, right, Delores?
That's right, Daphne.
Awesome, awesome. You know, when I did my research, Delores, I found out that you were an elementary school teacher.
You did your homework. Good girl. I taught elementary school for 27 years. And not only did I teach school, I own my own business. So your listeners who are out there who has a full-time job, but they really have a dream of doing something else, I want them to have tenacity. Hang in there, because I taught for 27 years. I also owned a business. I was an entrepreneur 25 of those years. I had a model agency for plus-size women. So you can still follow your dreams and live the life that you want. I actually waited and retired. There were several times I thought, because my speaking business was doing so great, that I really could quit my regular job and go into my business. But I just thought, let me hold out and let me just stick this out. So I was able to retire from teaching elementary school, and I'm on the road 24/7 now.
You know something, Delores, and there was something unique that happened that first day you went to that school, and I wanted to share that with the listeners. But I also want to piggyback on you being an elementary school teacher, because I didn't even know this when I met you, but I knew there was something special about this woman. And any person who is committed to elementary school career is a special person, because it takes a special person to do that. But tell the listeners that unique experience you had that first day you walk into that fourth grade classroom, Delores.
Oh, gosh, I told that story on Oprah, and it was incredible. I went to an elementary school, Daphne, and I majored in inner city education, so I wanted to teach African-American children. And children that were just low economics, and I just wanted to give back to those children, and actually that's where I came from, so I wanted to give back. But I was sent to an elementary school where they were all basically Caucasian. I think there might have been 1% of African-American children at that school. And my very first day, I was all excited, my very first day of being a teacher, and I asked the class, what did you do over the summer? And a little boy with blonde hair, blue eyes, stood up and said, oh, when they told me you were colored, I passed out. And he fell to the floor. You could just absolutely hear a pin drop in that room. And he got up, he said, well, I never had a colored teacher before.
Oh, no. My heavens. Children,
but you know what, Daphne? It's the funniest thing that I ended up being at that school for my entire 27-year career.
Oh, what a blessing.
And I think there's a lesson inside of that, you know, because sometimes we go to something and we have thoughts about it. We don't want this. We don't want that. And actually, it's a blessing, because I didn't want to go to that school. And then I got there and I loved it. And I felt like I was needed there, and I had some value to offer to the school. So sometimes we have to just shift our thinking.
You know, all the time, because, you know, Delores, it's not about us. It's about the journey that God has set out for us. Because God knew that there were a lot of other people who were already committed and dedicated to inner city education. And those kids at that other school that God sidetracked you to, they needed you. They needed your story. They needed your input to embrace them into the wonderful adults that I'm sure they have all become. So it was not a mistake that you end up there.
You're so right, but I couldn't see that at the time, but that is you know, now I look back and I know that that's absolutely correct.
Yes, because we can never see. We always feel that our plan is the right one, and God always let us know that He's always in charge. But you know, I read that story and I peeled over laughing when I read it. So I just thought I would share that with the listeners because I think that they too would enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Dolores, you spoke about your career as a teacher. You spoke about your modeling agency, and I know your modeling agency did not just happen. I know that as successful as you are now, you have encountered some times when you were told that you couldn't do certain things that you wanted to do. So let's talk about what brought you into your modeling agency.
Yes, I definitely got a lot of obstacles of what I wanted to do with this model agency. And Daphne, it goes back a little further that when I was a young girl, I think about first grade, I wanted to be a ballerina. And I mean, I dreamed about being a ballerina, and I just wanted this so badly. And when my mother go to sign us up for ballet, the school would not allow her to sign me up for ballet because they told my mother I was too fat and that they had to put me in tap dance because ballerinas were not, I just did not fit society's definition of a ballerina. So I think way back then is what really started me with saying I'm never going to allow society to determine my self-worth, that I have value, and I'm going to do in life what I want. I'm going to follow my dreams. Well, we fast forward, and then 25 years later, as I'm an adult, I decided I want to have a model agency for plus-size women. But in Canton, Ohio, we're truly not the fashion capital of the world. We're known for football because we have the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but not fashion.
Right.
So therefore, I'm going up against the grain again, saying I want this model agency. They don't have agencies really in Canton, Ohio. They do it in California. They did some of it in Chicago. But I went to these places. I went to New York, Chicago, California, trying to learn how to be a model and trying to get myself into the business. But again, I was rejected. They said, Dolores, you are just too big. It's just a world of Twiggy. We're not using plus-size women. But I think plus-size women can look and feel good just like anyone else. So why
exactly.
does society do that?
Exactly. You know, a couple of years ago, I was well upholstered on my top section, and a woman had said to me, and she didn't mean any harm, but she asked me, have you ever considered doing surgery? And with a brilliant smile on my face, Dolores, I looked her in her eyes, and I asked her, have you ever seen me, and I'm not looking fabulous? And she was taken back. She said, as a matter of fact, you're absolutely right. You always look amazing. I said, well, thank you very much. Because
you do, Daphne. You always look amazing.
Thank you.
You really do. That's really true. Good for you that you said that to her.
Oh, yes, because there are too many people out there that wants to rain on your parade. And you always have to believe in yourself because regardless if you're a size 6, or a size 0.6, you got to love yourself. And if you refuse to love you, then nobody else will accept and love you. So I am sure all those other plus-size women out there, they were happy when you started that modeling agency so you could put some light on who they are and the talents that they brought to the industry.
That is so true, and we did it for, I had the model agency and a beauty pageant for plus-size women for 18 years. I did that, Daphne, for 18 years, all while I was working full-time as a teacher. But the most incredible part about all of that, Daphne, I believe, is that my models were in Glamour magazine, they were in Vogue, they worked for Saks, I mean, some of the finest fashion houses in the country, and it all started right here in Canton, Ohio, and it started with a dream. So let's not stop on our dreams. Dreams do not have age limits on it, because as I go across the country, and, you know, I'm speaking to a lot of people, they'll say, well, I already have my career, I already have this, I can't really live my dreams, and I say, absolutely, you can still live your dreams. Dreams do not have age limits on them.
Exactly, because the question I ask people when we are in a conversation pertaining to career, I say, it's wonderful. You are successful in your career you are doing, but is that your true calling and purpose? And too often I encounter people who retire from a career that they did their entire life. And it was at the end of retirement that they really found out what their true calling and purpose in life was. So long as you keep dreaming, you can fulfill what your true calling and purpose is. Dolores, I know that you think that positive thinking has contributed a lot to your lives and also to the lives of people that you have had as clients and even your models and the students in the classroom. You want to talk a little bit about that for our listeners?
Yes, I think positive thinking is wonderful, and we must always think in the positive. And I talk about people who are toxic people, who are saying negative things to you. Get away from those toxic people. You must think positive. But not only do you need to think positive, but I think you need to act positive. I want people to start acting and executing, because we can think all day and we can be positive all day, but if we don't take some action on that, then those thoughts aren't going to be that great. But I definitely, and it only takes a second, Daphne, for you to shift your thinking. Of course, I have gotten a negative thought in my mind before, but at that point, I make a cognizant decision to shift my mind the other way. So if something's going on, and even myself right now, and hopefully my voice is going on well, but I've some type of cold or something is attacking my body, but I am in my mind, so I'm going to the doctor, but in my mind, too, I am going to make sure that I do not allow this cold to invade my body. So the way we think is so critical, because if we're thinking negative all day, then those negative things will come upon us, and it will be a part of us. But if we're thinking positive, same thing. Those positive things will become a part of us.
You know, you are so correct, Dolores, because a lot of times people sit down and they'll say things like, you know, I'm waiting on God and I'm thinking positive. But once you have the idea, God has already helped you. So it's for you to take action. And a lot of people sit down and they're in the recliner and, you know, they're thinking positive, but what are you doing? Are you acting positive? Because you need to take action. And, you know, it's just amazing. I just like how God does things, because he gives us the inside. He's not giving us the whole picture. And we have to step out, because our lives is like a puzzle, you know. You dare not frame a puzzle until you completely fit all the pieces together. But a lot of people, they are sitting down waiting for the entire big picture instead of beginning with what that one piece, the idea that they got. You know, so you are so right on the mark about not only sitting back and thinking positively, but also taking an action.
Take an
Dolores,
action.
Dolores, let us. I beg your pardon?
No, I was just saying, take an action. You're right.
Exactly. Let us talk about the Born Successful Institute and some of the things that you do there for your clients.
What we do at the Born Successful Institute is a personal and professional development company. And we do several things. Obviously, we have speakers that go out, and I'm the main speaker, but sometimes we have other speakers that go out as well. And then we do coaching. I take only four clients per year to coach individually. But we also have some group coaching. So if people are interested in group coaching, we do those things. And then we have a lot of products, of course, motivational products and great personal development products that can help people improve their lives. Because that is what Born Successful and myself are all about, is helping people live the life that they desire. And so many people I've encountered are not doing that. So that is my purpose, is to help people live better lives and live the life that they truly desire.
You know, I am so excited that you share that, Dolores, because I know there's someone who is listening to us this morning who is sitting home, who has been laid off from their job and downsized, and they have great skills and talents, yet they are not stepping out to try something. And I'm just praying that somebody will be ignited from this show each time that they tune in. And just step out, because there's somebody out there who bakes a delicious red velvet cake, somebody who makes the best fried chicken. Start something, you know? Start making dinners on the weekend and sell it, because everybody wants to be a carbon copy of the next person instead of tapping into your uniqueness, because each of us are unique. We have great skills and talents that nobody else has. And nobody can do that one thing that we were created to do. So I hope that you, by you sharing your vision and your following through on that, will ignite somebody out there and encourage them to just go out and do what it is that they are, that they were created to do. Let us now talk about how one can identify their personal strengths. If you would give a checklist to our listeners, would that checklist be?
First of all, Daphne, I think that they should really take back an hour of their lives. We are all just so busy doing everything. And then I want them to evaluate how you use your time. Take your 1 hour a day and convert it into some positive action that we just talked about for learning. Wake up in the morning 30 minutes earlier than you've been doing. I want you to read, listen, write, do something that's positive. And when I teach a lot about vision, I know people think that vision is trite, but it's not. Visions work. And I want you in the morning, just 30 minutes early, maybe you're going to exercise, I don't know, but just take back an hour of your life for you, and especially women. Women, we're so busy taking care of everyone else that we don't take care of ourselves. I want you to do what they tell you on the airlines. Put your mask on first. So I think for you to be able to really, really know your purposes, you've got to stop and just take back an hour of your life and start focusing on this. And then write down a list of all the things that you love to do. And if your listeners want to email me, I'll be happy to give them a personal possibilities map that I have come up with that will help you sort of outline what it is that you need to be doing. And they can just send me an email at info@DoloresPresley.com. And that's DoloresPresley.com.
You know, Dolores, I am amazed that you mentioned that, because I have a program called SELF, S-E-L-F, and it stands for Spirituality, Empowerment, Leadership, and Fortitude. And that's a three days retreat that we do, and we work with women specifically for that reason, because we always want to be a savior to everybody else. And what I teach with that program is that unless you are really experiencing an overflow, you are in no position to be a good wife, a good mother, a good community leader, and you know the million and one hats that we wear as women. But we are always thinking it's a crime if you go and get a manicure or a pedicure. But if your husband wants a tie and socks, you figure, let me get him the tie and I deprive myself. But, hey, you should get the manicure first and then, you know, start putting things down, socks, and tie. But you are important. And when I say that, I'm not saying that you need to be selfish in any way. But unless you are experiencing self-worth and self-value, where your life is overflow, you are in no position to help somebody else.
That is just so Dolores, true.
I know we have another 35 minutes remaining with you. I want to have the phones ringing off the hook, and have the caller calling you with their questions and also in the chat room. But I know you have an empowerment program called DCAS. Would you want to explain that for the viewers, for the listeners, please?
Of course. DCAS. Decaf is empowering, and I'm not referring to decaf that you drink, but I am referring to a decaf acronym, and that stands for D for decide. What is it that you really, truly want to do in your life? You need to make a decision, and that's why that personal possibilities mapping that I have, where I have you list your strengths, your weaknesses, your career goals, your obstacles, your strategies. We need to make the decision on what it is that we really, truly want to do. And the E is that we can empower ourselves. We have the power. We have the power. Power is the ability to access and utilize your capabilities. So empower yourself. C, commitment. You need to be committed to what it is that you've made the decision about. Commitment. I had to make many decisions, Daphne. I was doing so many things. I was working as an elementary school teacher. I was running a business. I was on television. I was on radio. I had my own radio show. And I just had so many.
I mean, a wife at the same time.
Oh, yes. So I had to.
Forget that. That's important.
That's very important. And all of those things were not getting full attention because I was doing so many things. So I had to make a decision that I was going to be one of the world's greatest motivational speaker on this planet. So I had to let go of many things that I was doing and be committed to it. And then I had to take action. I had my own coach, and I think coaches are so important. If Tiger Woods can have a coach on coaching him how to play golf, then Dolores Presley can get a coach on how to be a great speaker. And my coach called me the $500 speaker because I would charge $500. I don't care where I went, how many days I was gone, it was $500 because I did not recognize my value and I didn't take the proper actions to make my speaker fee more higher. Obviously, it's more than $500 now. Now, not that I speak sometimes for free, so I don't want your listeners to get any, like, oh, man, she's so expensive. But I do understand my value now, and I've taken action. What are you doing daily to move you to where you want to be? What are you doing daily? Now, today, I've worked with my assistant already. We've talked about where we want to go and what we want to do today. I've taken some action. And then that F is follow through. Your fortune is in your follow through because you can decide all day, you can be empowered, be committed, take action, and then don't follow through. Hey, we've got to follow through. I've had countless stories where I did not follow through. And I'm one of
the
people.
You know, it's amazing. We always meet people, but the follow through and the focus is very, very, very important. Because too often people say, oh, but I met such and such, and they never called me back. So it is important. And I think as entrepreneurs and small business people, because we think we have to be doing it all and we refuse to get help and to delegate, this is why our follow-through is always lacking.
It's so true. And you mentioned focus too, Daphne. That is so important. Focus and follow through. That is just so important. Follow through, because if you don't follow through, you can go to, and networking is very important. And obviously, that's how I met you, through a networking event. But if we go to these events and we don't follow through, we get the card. And I tell people that I think it's great that you give out your cards, and that's wonderful. But the most important thing is to get the other person's card, because then you now have control of that card and you have control of the follow-through. But if you're just pushing and shoving your card to people, and the other thing about networking, it's really not about you, the person yourself. It's about helping and empowering others. And then as you do that, it will come back to you.
Exactly, because networking is about adding value. A lot of people think it's about distributing business cards and how many business cards you can collect. But it is about getting to know the other person so you can adequately sell their service as good as they probably could. You know what I started doing a few years back? When I collect somebody's business card, I have a conversation with them so I can understand about who they are. And then I grade the business cards. An A plus business card is from someone who I can immediately add value to. Then I have a B, a C, a D, and it goes down. Everyone I'll be able to add value to, but not right at this moment. And that's how I store the cards. I am very happy that you mentioned coaching as well, because too many people are out there thinking that they can get it done by themselves. And where they are lacking is that they have no one who will hold them accountable. And that's what coaches do, hold us accountable. I just want to remind the listeners about the call-in number. It's 646-915-8166, and they can call with their questions. We have another 28 minutes remaining with Delores Presley, and Delores is the power expert. Delores, I know in your books you write a lot about change. And, you know, a lot of people are afraid of that C word. Just like they have some men afraid of commitment, some people are also afraid of the C word of change.
Right. They act like change is a four-letter word. It's not a four-letter word. It's not a bad word. Change can be good. But many times we just don't want to change. And in my book, Clean Out the Closets of Your Life, I write about a lot of changes that I had gone through. I even share stories about uncrossing your mental arms. And what I mean by uncrossing your mental arms, my husband, and this was just a perfect example of how we need to do that, he had taken me to a rodeo. I was so angry at him. I guess I shouldn't use the word angry, but I just didn't want to go to the rodeo. I was like, they stink. What red-blooded African-American woman wants to go to a rodeo? And you know what, Daphne? I got there, and I loved it. But I had my mind made up. I don't want to do anything different like that. There's many other things I can do. I don't want to change. My husband wants to go to a rodeo, and here I loved it. So many times when we encounter change, it's not as bad as you think it is. And then we can also look at it. If you think that the change is bad, because not all changes are good, I'm not trying to say that either, but let's look at what is good in this bad. If you feel that this change is so bad, for example, you lost your job, and we talked about that a little bit earlier. Okay, let's see what I can do, as you said before, bake a good cake or whatever you can do. Let's take a look at that and see how we can make something good out of that. There really are jobs out there. There may not be the jobs that you want and that you deserve, but there are jobs out there. And so get out there. Or maybe this is the perfect time to start your business. You've been thinking about, you wanted a business. It's the perfect time to start that. So change is not a four-letter word. It's something that is good. Here I went to this rodeo, loved it. Watch rodeo now, try to get to a rodeo whenever I can.
Exactly. And the thing is that even for those people who are thinking that change is a four-letter word, I think they should take the time to dissect that word and find the lesson learned in there, because in every situation that we encounter in life, they are lessons learned. Sometimes we are ready for the lessons, and other times we weren't ready. But even when we think we are not ready, if we journal those lessons, later on we will really get the true meaning and benefit from that. So, you know, change is constant. And so long as you are progressive and growing, change must occur.
I said, I love how you said journaling, because journaling can kind of reflect, Daphne, what we do, and start journaling about the changes that you're going through. I love mm-hmm. that. I think we should do that.
Exactly. Everybody needs to do that. In your book on the belief of power, can someone really truly believe in their abilities?
We must believe in our abilities, and if we don't, then we're going to encounter some problems. We must believe in ourselves. That's number one. Shifting your mindset is so important. In this Belief in the Power of You, I have all sorts of, it's 111 success secrets and affirmations you need to know. Some of them, let me just find an example here, being patient. Impatience shows irritability and insecurity. Empower yourself by learning how to wait for best results. Patience, I think, is something that sometimes we just don't have. Many people don't. And these are just really great little tips that I have for people. Give your words weight. Talk is cheap, but talk that is backed up by evidence, facts, and performance creates faith in you. So when I say give your words weight, think about what you're going to say. Think about what you're going to do. If you're out there networking, and I wanted to bring this point up too about networking, is that you want to have some type of strategy before you go to these events. Let's not just go to the event, find the person who we know, sit next to the person who we know, and then not really get the opportunity to network and really meet new people. So give your words weight. Think about what you say and how you say things.
Exactly. You know, perfect your elevator pitch, because, you know, people like to talk, and they go to these networking events, and what they do, talk about themselves, and nobody want to hear. You need to talk to the person about who they are and what they have to offer. Then they will be interested in hearing about what it is that you do. But the one message I want to affirm to people is to realize that networking is more than pushing business cards. You know,
that's
true. I think last year I had an experience at the Power Networking Conference in Atlanta. I was speaking with this one woman, and she was from somewhere in Ohio. It was her first time at the conference. And she was a children's author, and she does some poetry and everything like that. And another woman started handing me her business card while I was speaking with this young woman. And I would not reach my hand to accept the card. And at the end of my conversation with the other woman, I said to the other lady, if I took your card, I would be doing you an injustice, because I would not know anything about you. I said, now I can spend the time and learn about what it is you do, so we can truly, truly network.
That was good.
Again, the number is 646-915-8166. Please call with your questions for Dolores. Dolores, I know you have an event coming up on May the 13th. Speak for Hire.
May 30th. Speak for Hire. And it is a full day. Oh, it's going to be incredible. I'm bringing some of the best experts from around the country. We're bringing in David Bullock, who is a business development strategist, and he has written a book called Barack 2.0. And he went and studied how President Barack Obama used social media to help him get elected. And so he's going to show you how you can use the social media to grow your business. And then I'm bringing in Coach Joel, who's a professional life coach and speaker. Lethea Owens, who's a brand strategist, T.C. Coleman, who's a business coach, and she also does some e-marketing strategic alliances. Edward Lee is a professional speaker, and Kelly Polker. And I thought I was going to bring the best, Daphne, because when I started as a speaker, I really had to do a lot of trial and error, learning by people really not sharing, and I decided that I wanted to create this event so that people would have a place where they could really learn how to grow their business. And even if they don't want to be a speaker, if coming to this will help you grow your business, because it's going to teach about business, and also speaking about your business is very critical to your business success, even though you're not per se a professional speaker like you and I are, but just speaking about your business is so important. So it's going to be a full day. It starts off with the training with the experts, and then we have a contest. We are looking for some of the world's greatest speakers that want to get and win some prizes. They're going to win prizes, but not only that, Daphne, I am going to have a reality TV show. So we'll be shooting the pilot for the reality TV show called Speak for Hire. It's a speak off where people will compete, so they can do that. We're going to have lunch together. Then they can meet these experts one-on-one. And it's just a full day. Can you tell everything that I'm saying?
Awesome.
I probably should have had it 2 days.
You know, I can hear the passion in your voice when you speak about that. And I want to go ahead and applaud you and developing that program, because that is well needed. Because, you know, you talk about when you began your career in speaking and you had to go through trial and error. And that is so frequent with women, because women don't share as much as men. Men, they'll go to the bars or the pub or the cafe, whatever, and they share things with the brother. But women, we got some issues. You know, we don't enjoy sharing with each other. Everybody wants to hold what is theirs, and, oh, no, I don't want to take my this and you take my that. But we need to be open and receptive to each other and just to share.
We have to share. I have a motto, and it says, carry as you climb. And what I mean by that, carry as you climb, is we're going up the ladder of success or whatever you're striving for and you're moving forward. Take someone with you. Mentor someone. Are you mentoring people? Do you have a mentor? I think mentoring is so critical. I think that we all need mentors as adults, and I think we need to mentor young people. Carry as you climb, because definitely it comes right back to you. That's what people don't understand.
It comes back.
Yeah. It does.
It comes back, and you know, this circle is completed much sooner now. It used to take years for things to come around, but this circle is completing much sooner now, and we need to be able to climb with somebody, because we climb on the back of our ancestors, and now we need to allow other people to climb. Dolores, I think we have a caller. Hello, Coach K. Good morning. How are you?
Blessed as always, sister. Blessed as always. How are you?
Hey, Coach K. Hey.
How are you, Dolores?
I'm doing great. How are you?
As blessed as I could ever be. God is good, and I know that every day is going to get even better, so I'm just enjoying life.
That's good.
So I just want to, you know, I don't have any. Go ahead.
Say that again.
Kathy? No, I was just saying, I don't have any. Okay, I don't have any questions. I just want to say, you know, I've chatted with Dolores online for a couple of weeks now. I listened to her on the radio, Paul Lawrence Van Show and everything, and I got to tell you, Dolores, you're awesome.
Well,
you are awesome.
Thank
I mean,
you, Coach K.
That's the type of energy I'm always looking for from my clients, just to say, hey, life is here. It's a positive thing. It's precious. Let's enjoy it. And I see you enjoy life so much, and that is such a blessing.
That is so nice of you to call in. And I want to talk to you, so I'm going to – would you send me an email, your phone number, and we can talk offline too. But
no problem.
I'm very
no
inspired
problem.
About what you are doing too.
Oh, gosh, you have the time?
Were you, Coach K?
You saw my email yesterday.
I loved it, too. I was loving that. I love it. And you know about the decaf, and then you have your own coffee line, right?
Yes, I do. Revive's Gourmet Coffee. I've had
but
it for
hey,
a little less than a year now. Well, I'd be glad to be on there, and I want you guys on my show also. I'm doing so much right now, and it's like, wow, you know, even with my family, it's like, it's truly amazing that you can do the things that you, at one point in your life, didn't think you can do. But learning the balance of saying, okay, God, family, then business, is finally coming to a fulfillment in my life. So I'm really learning how to do that. And I see studying from, like, Dolores, you, Daphne, Paul, and all of you, you know, every single one of you guys have some type of influence in my life now. And it's so appreciative, you know, because I started out as a speaker about 5 or 6 years ago, just handling seminars for my old company, which was a mortgage company.
Yes.
And I went from being the opening act to the closing act, which is basically saying I'm the headliner, you know. So I'm enjoying what I'm doing.
Excellent.
That's right. That's what it is about. Oh, by the way, you guys, you know Paul is launching his TV show at noon today. So we got to join and shout the brother out.
Yes.
Oh, I
absolutely.
Didn't know that. That's fantastic. Wonderful.
I have to give him a call.
Today he is launching his television show. Luckily, I went online this morning, so I was able to. You know, social networking is so amazing because I met Paul maybe 8 years ago via a newsletter he sent me, and now it's just amazing how we are all connecting. So. Thank you, Coach K, for calling in.
No
and
problem.
I look forward
I appreciate
to
it.
Support the work that you're doing and add value.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and congratulations on your show. I will be on Paul's show next Tuesday, so if you guys want to check that out, have fun. But, you know, you guys have fun over there. I'm enjoying. I'm still working right now, but I'm enjoying. So you guys have a blessed day. And
thank you.
Always be prosperous.
Thank you so much.
All right, I'm gonna put you on mute so I won't be stuck in your system.
Okay.
I don't want
to... All right. Okay.
All right. Enjoy.
Bye bye. It's amazing. That's what being family is all about, right, Dolores?
That's so true. That is so true.
You know, Dolores, as you've gone through over these 20-plus years in your different types of businesses, I am sure that you have encountered a couple of aha moments.
I have. Aha moments mean it's just a time that you just say, you know, let me stop. And I think one that I shared earlier was about just doing too many things. I had to just stop it and do something different. I had another aha moment where my client that I had for years decided that they weren't going to sponsor me, and I felt for a moment devastated. I thought, wow, you know, I've been working with them forever, and they decided they weren't going to sponsor me. So I was devastated. But again, there is good in bad, and I thought that was so terrible. But then, as we talked about, get up and do something, I started, at the time we used faxes, amazing how time changes, I started faxing the media and start putting out press releases about what I was doing. I ended up getting a press release, and someone answered the press release. I was on their radio show. Then the station manager came in, hired me as a DJ for the radio show. So I was like, oh, sometimes we just have to look at this situation, check it out, and then say, wow, you know, let me try this, let me do that. And so that was an aha moment that I can't sit around and sulk when something happens that I think is not good, but find something good in the bad.
All right, I think you have another caller. Good morning, caller, you're on the air. Hello? 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 Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, can
yes,
you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Voice?
Yes, it
I
is.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Wonderful. Do you have a question for my friend Dolores?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Now, who do we have on the line? I couldn't hear.
My name is George.
This is my friend George Barsinko, my friend and neighbor Dolores.
Hey, George.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great.
I am loving your attitude and your positive affirmations in everything that you do. And my question is, based on a couple things you mentioned already, one of them is Barack Obama, and the other one is speaking positive. It's so disheartening right now listening to the media. Every time you turn on the media, every station you turn to, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, everybody is speaking so much negativity into this country, and they don't realize how powerful their words are. And, you know, we have a president. We have what we have. We elected this man president. And I think that people ought to start speaking positively about even their situations, because we still live, no matter what the economic environment is, we still live in such a rich country here. You know, the people that are complaining about the economy still have two cars, three TVs. I mean, just it's ridiculous compared to what some of the other nations are going through in this world. And my comment is just basically that. I mean, and it's basically, you know, it's a statement that I believe people ought to start speaking positively. And if you can email the news, which they're all open for emails, you can blog any one of these people and tell them to start speaking positively about our nation, because the more negative we put into it, the more negative it's going to go.
That's great. And even on Twitter, you can go to Twitter and send some of them. CNN is on Twitter. Basically, all of the stations are on Twitter now. So that's a great way to get to them as well if you don't have their direct email addresses.
Thank you so much for that call, George. It was amazing, because there's so much power in our words, and we need to start locally in each of our communities. What can we do to turn around our local communities? Because once we have successful local communities, then our nation as a whole have no way but to prosper. That was such a wonderful, wonderful message coming from George. Thank you again, George, for calling.
Thank you, Daphne.
Thank you, George.
We have another 7 minutes remaining. Time really goes fast when we are having fun. Dolores, so I want to ask you, what can you tell our viewers about some things to get them focused about greater drive around their revenues to their bottom line? And in the same time, you have 6 minutes to answer that question, to summarize, and to give them your contact information.
Well, I think, number one, we have to just get out there and just do it. And I think I sound like a broken record when I say action, Daphne, but if we don't take action, then what are we going to do? We're going to just sit around and sulk and worry about our changes that we're going through and all of that? We can't do that.
Exactly. And everybody sit around to blame the system. What are you doing to help the system, you know?
It's so important. What are you doing? And other things that I'd like you to do, let's see what I want you to do. I want you to start really rewarding yourself, too. And that sounds a little funny, maybe, but just reward yourself for some good things. We think so many times that we don't have the power. People feel like they don't have the power. But they must realizing that that's just a feeling. That is not reality. We have the power to do what it is that we want to do in this life. And I don't know about you, Daphne, but and as I think there was Coach K who had said that we're doing so many things that we never thought we had the ability to if we'll just go out there and step out there and try it. And if you fail, well, I don't even call that failure. I just think that we need to get out there and take some action. How about you, Daphne? Have you done anything that you thought you could do?
The first realization that hit me when I became fully self-employed was that I need to change the circle of people I was hanging with. Because when I was exciting and bubbly and tell everybody that I became a speaker and a coach and I have my own business, they were asking me, well, why you want to do that? Why don't you get a real job with benefits? And then I said, something is wrong with this picture. You don't need to be sharing your goals with people who don't share your consciousness. So there was, quite quickly, I realized that I needed to hang around with people who would support my vision. So all those naysayers, when they started telling me those things, so they asked, well, how is business? Even if I didn't make a dime, I said, oh, cannot be better. It is wonderful. It's awesome. And I make sure every day I have my makeup on, even if I don't have a dollar in my purse, I have a makeup on and I look successful. So whatever I'm speaking is going to happen. You have to be careful as to who you turn around, you surround yourself with. Dolores, you have 3 minutes to summarize and also to give your contact information out, please. And I know you have a couple of books to tell people how they can get those.
Well, they can, of course, go to my website, which is bornsuccessful.com, bornsuccessful.com, bornsuccessful.com. If they're interested in me speaking at their event or wanting to get some of our products, they can get that there. And then Speak for Hire, I don't want your listeners to miss this. This event can make a difference in their lives because it's going to be awesome. And they can find out about Speak for Hire at speak, speakforhire.com. And they'll see all the wonderful things that are going to be going on in their life. But I want them to start making it happen in their lives. Make it happen because you own the power.
Thank you, Dolores. Also, I know one of your books that I like so much is To Clean Out the Closet to Your Life. Is that also on the website?
That is on my website. It is, yes.
Okay. Awesome. So you are listening to Miss Dolores Presley, who is the personal power expert and author. She's also the founder of the Born Successful Institute, helping people leverage personal power and realizing their possibilities. If Dolores was told as a young girl that she couldn't be a model because she was so plumped, and she has then surpassed all the expectation of owning her own modeling agency, becoming a teacher, and one of the world's most prominent speakers. She speaks all over the world, in the Caribbean and in Europe, all over the world. And I am so blessed to call her friend and call her colleague. And Dolores, one last word for the viewers. You have a minute.
Recognize the power that you have to choose your actions, your responses, and the direction of your life. You own the power.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I look forward to having you on again. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, Daphne. It was my pleasure.
Bye, Dolores.
Bye.
Good morning, Dr. G, and how are you?
Oh, Dr. G is too blessed to be depressed. It's a good day to be alive.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Hey.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Okay, we will be getting you up and running soon, but I just want to give an update of the guests coming up on the upcoming episode. On the 3rd of April at 10 o'clock, we have Mr. Paul Lawrence Van. And at 11, we have Darrell Coach D. Andrews. On the 8th of April at 10, we have Mr. Jim Nemley. And at 11, we have Dr. James Stephan. Then on the 10th of April, we have Ms. Talia Stovall. And on the 14th of April at 10, we have Mr. James Ance. At 11, we have Mr. Brian Franklin. And on the 15th at 10, we have Dr. George Frazier, who is the guru of networking. And then we at 11, we have Marsha Petir-Sue, and Marsha will be speaking on toxic people. So now I had built up the listeners these few weeks about the expectation of having you on, Dr. G, and it is such a blessing to have you on this morning, and we are thankful that you see us deserving of spending your birthday with us.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Welcome to the A New Day show.
Well, thank you, Daphne.
Now, I want to start off by having you just tell the visitors a little bit of who you are and what you do as a regular career. And then I want to follow up with a question about what connects you to Martin Luther King Jr. So, listeners, this is Dr. Gerald Higginbottom, affectionately known as Dr. G.
Well,
coming
Daphne,
to you from St. Louis, from East St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, thank you, Daphne, for having me on your show today. And I wanted to say, first off, congratulations to your new blog. Your blog talk radio, and thanks for having me today.
Thank you.
Well,
Thank you. Who
I am. I'm a man on a mission. I'm a God-fearing man, a father, a community activist. One of the things I do, I'm a commercial airline pilot for American Airlines, and business entrepreneur, and I'm a man about change. And being 51 is very special today. This morning when I got up, I said, Lord, thank you for another day to be able to be in your service, to make an impact on this lost and dying nation. And I said, Father, it's truly an honor and a pleasure. What I'm doing, Daphne, I'm working on bringing about change from the bottom up. I've been on a mission now as of today. Actually, in 3 days, it'll be 41 years. The night Dr. King was murdered, our community in South Central Los Angeles burned down for the second time. And I accepted assignment to begin to create better communities. I didn't know it would take 40 years to bring about change. But when you're doing God's work, it takes a while. And when you're working,
exactly.
When you're working with His people, I thought about the children of Israel. It took 41 years before they went and took the land too. And so I'm no different than any of those that have come before me. It takes a while. But we've created a bottom-up model that will bring about the change that's so desperately needed in our communities. One good thing
and
is that...
When you speak about the bottom-up community, you are speaking about a program you have known as Success Cities through an organization called LIFE.
Yes.
Would you explain both of these projects to the listeners, please?
Well, I will. One of the programs we've developed is called the LIFE Build System. It's an alternative educational program that is designed to empower the people spiritually, socially, politically, and economically to enable a positive change in their personal life, their community, society as a whole. And so the model that we've created is like a franchise. It's like a franchise model that you can take and put in any community that will begin to create a better community. It will literally empower people to move them from poverty, ignorance, dependency, and complacency. And so the LIFE organization, Living, Learning, and Faith Every Day, it's an alternative educational company that we founded. And Daphne, the purpose of that company was emerged from several fundamental concerns. You know, the lack of our spiritual knowledge about God, our lack of awareness about the social economic system that dictate our daily lives, you know, our total dependency and the consequent threat to our survival, because we're in trouble as a people right now. And the magnitude of resources that's devoted to training that's really devoid of learning and relevancy. Our educational system has failed because it was based upon an industrial age concept. And with us shifting to this new knowledge-based economy, it is very critical that we put in a new system and retrain the people to line up with the new system the new information age that's transforming before us right now.
Mm-hmm. So as I listen to you, what I am hearing is that we as a people need to have a shift in the way we think. It's like people are always depending on the system and, you know, all the wealth is at the top and poor little me is down the bottom. So you're asking people to change the way they're thinking and to get involved in a different process.
Change the way you're thinking, change how you interact with one another. It's a, you know, it's spiritual, it's a behavior modification, it's about health change, it's about spirituality. It's a whole holistic process. When we were in the this new system here is totally different from the industrial age, because that system was based upon had its own social, political, and economic model. The new information age has its own social, political, and economic model, and we have to begin to line up our lives with this new paradigm. Otherwise, you'll continue to get left behind, just like when we shifted from the agrarian or the agriculture age to the industrial age. People that didn't change, they went away just like the dinosaurs. And so we have an opportunity, like it's phenomenal, the things that we can begin to do to usher in this new process in our lives. And it is a paradigm shift. Make no difference. I tell people it's like, say for instance, you went to sleep in Connecticut in your bed, and you woke up the next morning, you were transported to Los Angeles, but you didn't know it. But when you walked outside of your house, you tried to still operate in Connecticut, but you was in L.A. What kind of condition you be in? You'd be messed
different
up.
Different time, different everything. Yep.
And that's where the people are right now. And I thank God for our new president. And that's a start. However, you know, our new president says, you know, it's okay for you to believe in me, but you better believe in yourself, and you need to go back to your communities and begin to fix your problems. And so the LIFE Institution, it's been around now for 8 years. I've been working on this process over in East St. Louis, and East St. Louis is ground zero. It is the worst city in America, but the people are beginning to change right now. I'm so excited. It's an evolution. It begins inside with the person. See, our communities are in trouble because our families are in trouble. And the reason why our family's in trouble is because the leader in the family's in trouble. He or she, they don't know their purpose. And wherever purpose is not known, Daphne, abuse is inevitable. And so the people have been being abused because they don't know their God-given purpose of why he sent them to the planet. And part of the training, Daphne, and it's so important, is one of the courses called the Biblical Heritage Factor. So you got to not know black history or world history, but you got to know your biblical heritage from the person that created you. See, purpose is only found, Daphne, in the mind of those of the entity that created you. And I'm so excited because our students are learning about who they are and who they should become and what they should be doing.
Yeah, and once you are sure of who you are, then you can focus on progress, because it's no longer the blame game. You blame the society, you blame your parents, you blame the dog, the cat, the bird outside. Once you learn who you are, then you can concentrate on the progress. Let me ask you, I know in order for you to focus on building successful communities. You're going to want to have effective teamwork and collaboration, and also good networking in order to change these communities. As a matter of fact, global or national change. How are people embracing this shift of paradigm?
Well, at first, I've been at this here now for quite a while, but people are now seeing our society for what it is, where you've had one group of people that have controlled all the wealth and power, and they're finding themselves truly in a powerless position. And so they're starting to embrace it. If we keep doing what we've been doing, we're going to keep producing the same results. And they're like, this is insane. So it's a movement. As a matter of fact, it's called the Life More Abundant Equal Status Movement. And so people are embracing it. You know, just like last night, we were in, I went to a community town hall meeting over in an area in Illinois called Washington Park, where the people are talking about change. We want change, and they're putting in some new leaders. But I told them, it's unfair for you to put new leaders in place, and the leaders have not been trained to understand the new paradigm. It's destined for failure. And so many of the people have made a decision that they want to begin to come through the Master Builder System training that we've developed and the Life Build System Educational Program. It's a very powerful training that changes your life. And I want to share this with your listening audience. I want them to go out to the website. It's real easy to remember. It's llife.org, www.llife.org. And go out there and just peruse around. They can go out to www.successcities.com. Successcities.com. Cities spelled CITIES.com. And just peruse the website. Or they can go to the YouTube page, www.youtube.com/Dr. Gerald1. We put information out there. This tool, the computer, is a very powerful tool for processing and disseminating information. That's all it is. It's a tool, because if you program junk in it, junk will come back out. But we've been programming good stuff in it. And I encourage the people. As a matter of fact, Daphne, I've taken it to one more level, because they ain't going to have no excuses. God is not going to give them no excuses. I'm not either. They can't give us excuses.
Right.
We built the Life University. It's online now, where people can come through and enroll and go through the training and begin to see this information and begin to internalize them so that it'll help get them to the next level. Because it's going to take a community effort. We all have to do it. Can't be just our president. We all have to step up to the plate now. And we got to stop, as you stated, blaming other people for our problems. Because, see, the moment you continue to, if you continue to blame other people for your problem, you are disempowering yourself. Here's the secret to being in power. Accept responsibility for your actions. Then you become empowered to fix the issues. And it's an exciting time, Daphne. I thank God Almighty for being on the planet during this hour. Dr. King, in 3 days, will have been dead now 41 years. We have been living in the wealthiest society in the world, and we still stuck at the lowest level rung of society. We dependent, programmed, powerless, and it's time for change. We can't keep doing what we've been doing.
Amazing. You know, it's amazing to see all the opportunities, and people will come from other sections of the globe and find opportunities, and yet there are people who was born here and they are in their 50s and yet they are still seeking because they have yet to find an opportunity. Say that again?
No, what I was going to say to you, the problem with that, Daphne, most people don't understand what opportunity is. See, they're looking for opportunity to knock, but opportunity never knocks. It sits by quietly and waits to be recognized. But you got to be ready when opportunity comes.
Right.
Because opportunity don't hang around long. When it bypasses you, it's too late. It's gone.
What they say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Amen. That's a true statement. And so it is just
Let us talk about the laws of success. And how to apply it to your personal life.
Well, life is governed by laws. Life is governed by laws. And if you are ignorant of the laws of success, you won't be successful. You know, in the Bible, in Joshua 1, verse 8, it tells us to meditate on his word day and night and do all that's written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have good success. I asked the Lord one day, I said, why'd you put good in there? He asked me, what's the opposite of good? I said, bad. He said, you can have bad success. See, success is the journey. It's not a destination. And most people are looking at, oh, I'm going to arrive at success. No, no, no. Success is the journeys. But there are laws. You know, in the Bible, whenever I see that word law, that means there's a systematic order or process to how things operate. But if you are ignorant of these laws, like, for example, the laws of unity, the law of cash flow, the law of wealth, the law of prosperity, there's like the law of learning. Most people violate the law of learning every day of their lives because nobody taught them how to learn.
That's right.
And he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou reject knowledge. One day I said, wait a minute, Lord, why did you put that word reject in there? He said, who taught you how to receive? Who taught you the learning process? And so with us shifting from an industrial-based society to the information age, knowledge is now the primary source of capital. It's more important than money. So the law of learning is critical. You know, one of the books I read called The Third Wave by Alvin Toffler, he put in that book, the illiterate of the 21st century, it will not be the person that cannot read or write. It's going to be that person who do not know how to learn, unlearn, then relearn. I was like, oh, my God. So reading and writing have nothing to do with it in the new system. It's how quick that you can unlearn the behavior you learn, and then learn new information.
That's right.
And so we have to, that's a whole different thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just, it's an exciting time to be alive when you really begin to understand these laws.
In the first episodes, we were talking about taking action and responsibility with the other guest that was on, and we had a caller who had called in about the negativity that the media and other citizens are speaking about the new president and all of that. And, you know, people are resistant to change and to get rid of the old habits that they have. It's like baggages. And, you know, here you are saying that there is an opportunity for us to unlearn all the negativity that we have and to relearn in order to embrace the success and the prosperity in our lives. And a lot of people will come up with all the excuses to say why this cannot happen. But you are letting us know that it is possible. Dr. G, I know previously you had mentioned briefly about the biblical heritage factor.
Yes.
Would you like to go a little bit more in depth about that, please?
Oh, sure, I will. Let me tell you something. This is so important. God has left his, he created us. He is the ultimate source. And all of us came from that source. And the only way for you to get to where you need to be is you're going to have the correct information from his perspective. In Isaiah 58, 8 and 9, he talks about, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts and ways different than yours. What he's saying is, I don't think like y'all. I think totally different. And so what we have to begin to do is line up our thinking with his thinking since he created all of this. Having said that, there's been lies as it relates to the Bible that has been told. Lies that have been floating throughout America, throughout the globe. And so people have had been basing their lives on misinformation. You see, the only antidote for a lie is the truth. Now, I want to just piggyback on something that you just said a few minutes ago. Most people don't understand what change means. That's the reason why they don't want to change, because they don't understand change and the process. And so I'll drop a little nugget on you. I'm going to give you my definition of change, if you don't mind, because then I'm going to get right back to the biblical heritage, because it's important.
Yeah, go ahead.
Change is the product of human effort sustained and assisted by divine intervention. Let me give it to you another way. Change is the product of your effort sustained and assisted by the word of truth. It was what Jesus Christ said. He said, and if you continue in my word, then you're my disciple indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It'll make
right.
you free.
Right.
So change
That's
only
right.
comes when one is willing to embrace truth. So if you are
exactly.
making decisions based upon incorrect data, you are in bondage mentally. And see, your
mm-hmm.
thought life is what controls your life.
Mm-hmm.
It says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your thought, and so we've
right.
had incorrect thoughts. This is so simple. We've made it so hard, but really, it really is simple. And so I have made a decision. A change agent ain't nothing but a truth agent. I've made a decision to ask Lord to set me aside to be a truth agent and only give the truth, because it's knowing
mm-hmm.
truth that make you free. And see, we've got the chains that's been off us for over 70-some-odd years, over 160-some
mm-hmm.
years being here since the Emancipation Proclamation. But where we have been in change has been in our thought life.
Right.
There's been a lot of misinformation, and so we've been making decisions based upon limited data, and Daphne, really, it's been to our detriment. And so, Dr. King, I'm going to say it again, in 3 days, it'll be 41 years. Now, when you look at things, you got to look at everything from the Creator's perspective. The number 40
mm-hmm.
is significant. It rained
yes.
on Noah 40 days and for 40 nights. Moses was up at the mountaintop for 40 days and for 40 nights. Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and for 40 nights. The children of Israel, by the way, when you really understand your biblical heritage, these are your cousins. They walked around the land of more than enough for 40 days and for 40 nights. And for every day that they disobeyed the Creator's instruction, they spent 365 days per day in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds familiar? Since Dr. King's death, it's been coming up on a 41-year cycle. But it was in the 41st year that the children of Israel grew up and began to repossess the land, and they began to walk in the land of more than enough. Same thing here in America. 41 years is up in 3 days. Actually, it was up last night. 41 years ago last night, Dr. King had a meeting with Harry Belafonte, Dr. C.T. Vivian, and several of his inner circles. He realized that America was off course. And he was about to launch the Poor People campaign movement before they assassinated him. So I'm just telling you, he saw this coming. You know, and I didn't put this out on YouTube. You can go out there and see Tony Brown and Harry Belafonte out there out on my YouTube site. You can see it for yourself. It's been 41 years as of last night. And so all I'm trying to tell your audience, time for them to wake up. As African Americans in this country, we've been sleeping for the last 400 years. But Daphne, there's some good news in all this. You want to hear it?
Yes, thank God. Yes, please.
We are well rested to carry out our mission.
Oh, yeah, we've been sleeping. 40 years is a long time.
Yes.
It's about time we wake up and smell the green tea.
Yeah, it's our time. And what we've got to begin to do is understand, even among the African-American people, there's a lot of false prophets out there. They have been been perpetrating the fraud.
That's right.
I won't put any, I'm not going to put their names out there, but they know who they are. And when they do
get home
on the other side, the Creator will deal with them. And see, what we've got to begin to do right now as a people is begin to look at everything in the light of eternity. We all going to die. Make no mistake about it. But if you done made Christ the Lord of your life, you walking in eternity right now.
That's
and you're
right.
now in a
That's
position
right.
to make an impact while you're still here in this earth. And I want to encourage your audience, really, those that's listening, to visit our websites. Call me. Send me an email. I love talking about the movement because we're movement people, Daphne. They moved us from Africa over to the Diaspora. We've had the Underground Railroad movement. We've had some over-the-ground movement like the Civil Rights, the Million Man March. part of us, we're movement people. And God is now ready for his movement. The life more abundant equals better.
We need to take action. You know, I was just so excited, I think it was 4 years ago, when I met you at the Power Networking Conference, and we sat over lunch, I think it was, and when you so passionately shared about this life movement, and I had never heard anything like that. Never ever in my life had I heard anything about that, and you came up from St. Louis, and you were on the New Day TV show sharing your mission. Now you're here on the radio show, and it was 2 weeks ago that you came here in Connecticut to personally do a training about the program, and people were floored. They just could not believe what they were hearing, and people are they're very excited about the mission that you are on. And they are willing to join you, and they're just so excited because they have never heard this message before. So this was a kind of a well-kept secret. Or maybe it's because we weren't seeking, we weren't eagerly seeking, and this is why this is just coming to our attention.
Well, you know what, Daphne, it was a pleasure and an honor to be in your city. You know, God, he saved the best for last. He said the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. I believe his word. I believe he's not a man. He can't lie. And he has set things in place for this hour, just like this. I'm so honored today to be on your show. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Thank you for spending your birthday with us and the listeners, because I know today is a special day, and for you to take time away from your family to be here, I know you are passionate about the work that God has set forth for you. Now, in preparation for success, how can we now start preparing for a successful life? I know it's never too late. We can always start. And how can we start doing that?
The first thing that you have to acknowledge, this is something that's personal. You got to acknowledge, I must change. See, you can't help anyone unless they first want to help themselves. That's the first thing. You got to acknowledge, if I keep doing what I've been doing, what kind of results will I keep getting? And if you like the results that you have, then you keep doing what you're doing. But if you don't like it, then you're going to have to say, I must change. The second thing, you're going to have to begin to seek. He said, if you seek, you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. You have to be ready now, looking. It's just like an alcoholic. Until he acknowledges that he needs help, he can't get help.
That's right. That's right. You know, motivation, you can get outside stimulus, but the motivation is an inside job.
It is an inside
job. It's an inside job. I want to take a few minutes because we are up here in, we have 31 minutes remaining. I want to remind the listeners for the call to call Dr. G. It's 646-915-8166, and you can call Dr. G with your questions about the mission he's on for the bottom-up project and how your city can get involved in, and any question you have for him. So, again, the phone number to call in, and we are also up and running in the chat room, is 646-915-8166. So, Dr. G,
yes.
How can people in other cities, how can they get connected to this? I know you have the online university going, but for them to get the initial information and to get a better understanding, how can they go about this?
A couple ways. You can go out to, once again, Daphne, the YouTube site, www.youtube.com. facebook.com/DrGerald1, D-R-G-E-R-A-L-D-1. And immediately when they go out to the site, there's a presentation called the orientation session. They can go to the Life website and send us an email, llife.org, or they can send it to llife1@AOL.com. So it's there's a multiple. If they want to call, 618 area code, 875-8875. Or if they want to go out to successcities.com, www.successcities.com, and they can join out there on the website, out there. And what we'll do is we monitor the websites, and we will send information to them. So there's a multitude of avenues. People, we're not giving anyone any excuses not to learn more about it. And Daphne, I need to say something, because you said something earlier about excuses. You're right. Excuses are right. The creatures of the uncommitted. When people, mm-hmm. I hear excuses, they're not really serious about change. Because when people want change, they're going to do whatever they got to do.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes to bring about
whatever
the change.
Whatever it takes.
But
you know, it's like, go ahead.
No, it's all good, Daphne. It's exciting. See, our people, we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled and ran amok. We've had the wrong information.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
change is like, I always tell people that change is like you have an infection and the doctor puts you on antibiotic. You have to take the full course of what the doctor prescribes for you in order to be cured. You can't just take one dose and say, no, I'm not going to be bothered. And a lot of people are looking for a microwave result. You know, they want it quick, and I want it now. They don't want to put the time in to accomplish the result that they need.
Change is a process. It takes time to internalize it. You have to
mm-hmm.
understand it. See, it says get wisdom, but also get understanding, because once you have the understanding, then you can be able to really accelerate to your destination. But we live in a you're right, we live in a microwave society, and our system has failed.
Mm-hmm.
We better wake up, because the system is failing all around us. You know, I wrote my book, Teamwork Network Collaboration, a case study for systematically working together to achieve successful living. We predicted the stock market crash here 4 or 5 years ago. All the political
mm-hmm.
suicide things that we're facing right now, Daphne, we predicted that.
Yes.
But the problem is that most people don't want to read.
No, they don't read. It's a shame to see how many grown folks don't even have a library card where they can read a book for free. You know?
They don't understand that it will be the readers will be the leaders. See, in the industrial age, you remember the golden rule?
Mm-hmm.
He who had the gold made the rule. He who had the money made the rule. But in the new information age society, Daphne, it's a different paradigm
mm-hmm.
shift. He who's in the know gonna make the rules.
Uh-huh.
That's a major shift.
Acquiring knowledge.
It's
so
critical.
We are not going any place.
And Daphne, we need to tag one little word in front of acquiring the knowledge. We've got to get the relevant knowledge. The relevant knowledge that, see, the only difference between the 3%ers and the 97%ers in this country that's living the good life, it's not money.
Mm-hmm.
It's knowledge. If you knew what they knew, guess what? You'd be there with them. But
exactly.
We have been making decisions, you know, based on not having all the information.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is exciting right now, because we don't have an excuse. Especially with having the internet where we can now connect. But some of the things that we're going to have to do is we're going to have to learn 4 things, Daphne. We're going to have to really
mm-hmm.
learn who God is, because only when you know who he is, you're going to know who you are. That's part of the biblical
exactly.
heritage.
Exactly. That's how you're going to find out you're connected to him directly. Because a lot
right.
of people are going through all these other sources which we don't need. We can go directly to the source.
Amen. And
we have clearance.
We have clearance to come boldly to the throne room. We have to shift our thinking from religion to now be about spirituality. They're two different things.
Exactly. You know, I'm happy you brought that up because, you know, there are so many people you would discuss, especially this program, too, and they say, oh, I got to go pass it by the pastor, you know. And as you rightfully said earlier on, if you know what your biblical heritage structure is, you know that you have the clearance to go directly to the throne. You ain't got to go to your pastor, and I'm not saying that with any disrespect to pastors in any way. But we need to spend more time in that good book and read it more and get a true understanding about who we are as a people.
Well, you ain't got to say it, Daphne.
Huh?
I said, you ain't got to say it, I'll say it. Because as a minister of the gospel that's born again, that has been ordained, that has also been reverenced and licensed and all of that, I'll say it because that's a pyramid. That's a pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we, of course, God never meant. And if you go look in the good book, and I'll give you scriptures, well, that's a whole nother subject. Let them come through some of the training. Many of the pastors have been destroying the planet. The Bible talks about it. What has happened, the pastor was a gift to the body of Christ. You know, there was five gifts. The pastor, I mean, it was the prophet, evangelist, pastor, apostle, prophet, evangelist,
pastor.
It says pastor and teacher. That was supposed to have been one. It was
the five
gifts. They were for the building up of the body of Christ. They were gifts. Mm-hmm. They were never jobs. And see, many of them have claimed jobs. And see, that's the whole, see, they have taken the Bible out of context. Those gifts were for the building up of the body of Christ. And so they have created jobs, and they have kept the people in bondage and hostage. And one thing about being a leader and teaching leadership, everything rises and falls on leadership, everything. And so you'll never go any higher than the person that you sit under. And if the person that you sit under don't know or is ignorant, and ignorance is only lacking in knowledge, and don't understand the systems and process, you'll never learn it. And it's time for us to wake up because the people have been stuck in poverty. And Dr. King understood this. But you know what? They made Dr. King an example when they assassinated him. He was about to take the church out there to the community. They were about to go. But when he was murdered, the church went back inside, and you really haven't heard from the church. And so we haven't been doing what the Creator sent us to the planet to do. We've been off course. And I know as a pilot, you can be 1 degree off course. You'll never, ever make it to your destination. Never.
That's right.
And we've been going around in circles for the last 41 years. I hope some of your audience are pastors, because I'm not scared of them. I know the Word of God, too. That word is a cutting sword. It cuts both ways. And we have to begin to operate in truth and walk in that and begin to set people free, because that's why Jesus came, to set captives free. He said the works that he did, we should do also, and greater works. See, most people talk about just who Jesus was. Most pastors do that. Most preachers.
Well,
they do that today. They don't ever talk about what he did. See, Jesus was out there in the marketplace. He was out there.
That's right.
He had business people. He didn't come for those who was well. He came for those who was sick. That's what we're supposed to be out there, is ministering to the sick and dying lost nation. That's one of our purposes for being on the planet. Oh, it's just, we've been off course. The people have been hoodwinked. And I ain't scared of none of them. God said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. So I'll tell the truth, because it's only knowing truth that makes you free.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of, as you say, we have to take the church outside. I tell people, your church is within you. Everywhere you go, you are the church.
Amen.
You don't have to have a building. You don't have to have pews, nice upholstered furniture, carpet and that. I know people like some of the strongest prayer warriors in Africa. They go to churches that don't even have a wooden floor. And they are healing sick. They are bringing people back to see. And they are just doing such marvelous things. And they don't have all the fancy buildings that we have here. They have a true understanding. about what church is. Again, I want to mention the number to call is 646-915-8166. And our guest for this segment is Dr. Gerald Higginbotham out of East St. Louis, Missouri. Dr. G, we have 20 minutes remaining.
Daphne, I gotta correct you. Gotta correct you.
Yes.
I live in St. Louis, Missouri, and my operation is over in East St. Louis, Illinois.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that.
It's okay.
Just the movement is in St. Louis, but you are in St. Louis, Missouri. Thank you for that correction. Now, we have 19 minutes remaining. If you would give a checklist to our listeners to kind of improve their lifestyle and some scriptures that affirm their biblical heritage, what would those be?
Well, Daphne, one of the scriptures that I would give would be Joshua 1, verse 8. God wants his people to be successful. However, success is the journey. They have to make success now a journey. They have to seek after wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He said in Matthew 6:33 that if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he'd add all these other things unto you. See, if things are not being added unto the people, you got to ask the question, have you sought where the kingdom is and how the king operates within the kingdom? Most people don't know where the kingdom of God is, but I'll give it to your listening audience. This is their homework assignment. They can go to Luke 17:21. That'll tell you where the kingdom is. And if you want to know how the king operates in the kingdom, you go to Proverbs chapter 8 and read that whole verse. I mean, read that whole chapter. Proverbs chapter 8. Read the whole chapter. And you'll see around verse 21 how the king operates in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have my sword in front of me, but that's in my spirit right now. Our people have been hoodwinked by these false prophets, and it's time for us to wake up. A couple books I want to recommend to your group. One of the books is called We Got to Begin to Develop Leaders in Our Communities. We got to develop leaders in our families because everything rises and falls on leadership. John Maxwell wrote a book called The 21 Laws of Leadership. Excellent book for your listening audience. Another book is Launching a Leadership Revolution, and it's by Chris Brady, Orrin Woodward. Because until you really develop you, you can't help anybody else. So it's just like the Bible tells us to love thy neighbor as thyself. You can't love your neighbor until you first love yourself. You can't teach others how to lead until you know how to lead. And so another book. This is a good one, Daphne. Developing the Leader Within You by John Maxwell. I'm a John Maxwellite. I love his material.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. John Maxwell and Miles Monroe are two of my favorite writers.
Oh, I love Miles Monroe, too. But even after you get that information, then you got to take it to the next level.
That's right.
Many preachers can give you this information, but it's just like I can tell you what San Diego looked like, but I also can show you how to get there because I got a vehicle and a flight plan to get you there.
That's
same
right.
Thing
and
about,
can you go there and experience and see it for yourself? You won't appreciate what it is like.
You can't. However, but the good news is that we are required in the good book to, and you can go look at Psalms chapter 133, 1 through 3. He talks about, oh, how good it is when the brethren, and I don't want to leave out the sisters too, how the brothers and the sistren come together in unity. He said, where they are in unity, he said, he will command the blessings on you for life and forevermore. We have to go together. It's a team effort. Not an individual. Even in the book Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image. He operated as a team. And see, we've been
That's
trying
right.
to be, do it as individuals, and Daphne,
That's
it won't work.
Rangers. No, we've been trying too long to be lone rangers and out there by ourselves trying to accomplish it, and it just cannot happen.
It won't happen.
It takes a team to let the dream
That's right.
work, you know?
Well, what happens is we've been taught how to be independent and not interdependent. We violate
mm-hmm.
the law of interdependency. And so
mm-hmm.
it's a whole new way of thinking,
mm-hmm.
a whole new way of doing. And just those books that I shared with you people, the 21 Laws of Leadership, Launching a Leadership Revolution, Developing the Leader in You, that's the first place that they need to start. Because you got to get knowledge. We're in the knowledge age now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to forget about money. Money don't mean nothing. They're making it every day out there in at the treasury.
You know, if we don't have the right knowledge, we're going to have the money, and it's going to be like water running through a sieve.
Well,
that's just going to come and go, you know?
In the Bible, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 32b, it says, the prosperities of fools will destroy them. So it doesn't matter how much money you have or how much prosperity that has, but if you are foolish, and I need to define foolish, foolish is two things, lacking in knowledge, ignorant, and number two, knowing what to do and not doing it. If you are foolish, we've been a foolish people, getting prosperity, it will destroy you. And I believe that's one of the reasons why God has not truly prospered his people, because his word says the prosperities of fools will take them out. And until we begin to become wise,
mm-hmm.
we've got to become wise. We've got to get wisdom. It's critical at this point in juncture that we have to make wisdom our number one, wisdom and understanding, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding our primary concern. And what has happened, we got to begin to buy the truth. Proverbs 23:23, it says buy the truth, buy also wisdom, buy also understanding. And when you get it, sell it not. The way you get it, you got to buy it. It's in the book, but it hasn't. These
mm-hmm.
principles, the laws of success, have not been taught to the people. And so the people have been duped. There's a lot of ministers out there don't understand what ministering really means. It means serving. It means adding value to other people. It's a new day, Daphne. I love your show. It's
a
new day.
It is a new day, and we got to go seek and find so we can apply whatever it takes to let our day be a new and prosperous one. Dr. G, we have 12 minutes remaining. I want you to start summarizing, and I also want you to once again give your information out to the listeners after I just go ahead and give the update of the guests that are coming up. On April the 3rd at 10 a.m., we have Mr. Paul Lawrence Van. April the 3rd at 11, we have Mr. Darrell Coach D. Andrews. April 8th at 10 o'clock, Mr. Jim Nemley. April the 8th at 11, Dr. R. James Stephan. April the 10th, Ms. Talia Stovall. April the 14th at 10, Mr. James Amps. April the 14th at 11, Mr. Brian Franklin. The 15th of April, Dr. George Frazier. And the 15th of April at 11, Marsha Petir Sue. And that's our lineup for the guests coming up in a few days ahead. So now we have 11 minutes, Dr. G.
I'm going to sum it up with 7 questions I want to leave your listening audience, because it has taken me 43 years to get these 7 questions answered. 43 years. Daphne, I've been awake ever since the night of the first Watts riot, August 11th, 1965. I was 7. So let me leave the questions with your audience. Number one, who created you? Whom are you? Who should you be becoming? What should you be doing? That's one question. Number two, where are you currently visibly positioned in American society or world system, socially, politically, and economically? Before I take the jet flying, I do know what airport I'm starting out of. It's critical. The third question is, once you've identified where you are, if you don't change, where could you possibly wind up? Because if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep producing the same result. That question becomes the motivation to move forward. Fourth question, where do you need to be? What's your new destination? What vehicle gets you there? What's the flight plan or life plan? How long will it take? Fifth question, how did I get in the present predicament that I be in today? That's a very important one. Because until you know how you got to where you are today, a lesson not learned, soon repeat it until you learn it. Sixth question, if you're not in control of the vehicle, if you're not flying the airplane or in control of the process, who is and where are they currently taking you? You got to know that. It's critical because that one will really help you get off the ship. And then the seventh question that you must ask yourself, am I now willing, am I now ready to pay the cost to get to where I need to be? Because, Daphne, there is a cost factor involved. There is no free ride. It's time for us to move from being dependent to independent to interdependency. Those are seven questions that took me 43 years to get answered. There's a couple ways that you can get them answered. You can take the next 43 years, listening audience, or you can join the Life Program. Go out to Life University, www.lifeunid.com, and begin to sign up for the training. And no, it's not free, Daphne. There's no free ride. Because here's what I learned about dealing with poor people. The only difference between poor people and rich people, it's not money. It's words. They have a different vocabulary. Poor people want something for free. But the rich people, they go after knowledge. They will pay for it. Unless you have people put up some of their treasure, their heart's not going to be in it. The Bible says, wherever a man's treasure is, so will be his heart. It's time for us to move forward. And, Daphne, that's all I have for your listening audience today, because it is their time. But time waits around for no one. It keeps moving. Everybody has 24 hours in a day. It's what you do with your time will determine how well you live. Because what you're doing now is what you will be doing 20 years from now. But if you don't like what you've been getting, you need to come on board the Life More Abundant Equal Status Movement and help others get to where they need to be. Because I'll tell you what, on this movement here, you can't come by yourself. You got to bring somebody else on the journey.
That's right.
Sister, it's been a truly pleasure, an honor. Thank you for having me on your show on my 51st birthday. God be the glory. Woo, hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you. And don't you go any place because you have 7 minutes in case somebody wants to call. The number is 646-915-8166. But I want to read a poem by Amanda Pierce, which I think is so fitting for what you just spoke about. And it reads, I know you are going to make it. It may take time and hard work. You may become frustrated, and at times you'll feel like giving up. Sometimes you may even wonder, it's rarely worth it. But I have confidence in you, and I know you'll make it if you try. And I think this is so fitting for the movement because some people are resisting to change, and it is 40 years, and we have been asleep. But as you rightfully say, it is time for us to wake up. And I want to personally thank you for taking this time to educate the listeners and to give us some insight into the things that we have not been doing and the things we ought to begin doing. And I just want to thank you for carrying this torch so high and so bright for the rest of the world to see. And you know that I'm bought into this and I'm committed to doing what we can do here in Connecticut.
Hallelujah.
Because there are few of us who already believe, and we will find others who understand what the true mission of this is about, because we are awake and we ain't going back to sleep here in Connecticut.
Amen.
So we hey, Daphne, thank you for.
Can I add one thing to that? That the poem that you read, it touched my heart.
Yes.
It reminded me of the first step I took to learn how to fly an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone over millions and millions of miles, but it was that first step. Was I nervous? Oh, yes. But I was so excited. It was like stepping out into a new frontier. 30 years later now, and over 15,000 hours of flying, I've been blessed to meet wonderful people like yourself. But it was the first step. And I thank God Almighty for you, my sister, because of your obedience. To do what you're doing. Yes, the queen of the empowered soul, that's befitting for you.
That's
your title, because your heart is right and you want to be able to help people change their lives. See, before you can help yourself, you also have to make a decision internally that I want to bring someone else on the journey. I want to help someone else. And you have done that. And you will be blessed beyond measures. Because, see, God blesses people so that we can be a blessing. It's not just for you. It's for what you're doing. This is a channel. See, that most people don't understand the law of blessing. Most people don't understand how the process worked, Daphne. We've been ignorant. But because you stepped up to be a channel, God will continue to bless you because he knows that he can use you. He is seeking to and from whom he can use.
Yes.
Those that are willing. And you truly have been a willing vessel. The very day that I met you at the Power Networking Conference, God spoke to my spirit saying, this is someone that I want you to connect with because her heart is right. Your heart
Thank
is
you.
Right. And I'm telling you, stay the course, because your blog talk radio will become bigger than life, because you
Thank
stepped
you.
Up
Thank you.
To make a decision to be a blessing to someone else. I love me some Miss Daphne.
Thank you, and you enjoy the rest of the birthday.
Thank you,
and
thank
tell
you,
Marsha,
thank
thanks. Tell Marsha thanks for sharing you on your birthday.
I will do that. Love you with the love of Christ, and I know I'll see
love
you soon.
You, my brother.
All right, be
Love
blessed.
You, my father.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I just want to thank you all for tuning in at today's show, Dynamic Daphne. I just want to remind you that nothing can prevent you from accomplishing your destiny. I'll see you on April the 3rd at 10 o'clock.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Bye, everyone. Don't forget to tune in on April the 3rd at 10 a.m. for the powerful Mr. Paul Lawrence Vance. See you on the 3rd of April.
I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this land. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this land. I'm mighty grateful.